From noble hearts, the lessons flow. The path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series. And today we are going to talk about the noble personalities, inshallah azza wa jal. In this series, we discuss the personalities and the biographies of different pious predecessors, the ulama, the awliya, the sahaba, the sulaha, the ahli bayt. Subhanallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to talk about the lion of Allah Almighty. Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear brothers, before we dive deep into our discussion today, let's first and foremost recite salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So without further ado, let's recite together sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. The renowned devotee of Allah's messenger and an acclaimed scholar, Allama Yusuf bin Ismail Nabhani rahimahullah ta'ala, he writes that once a severe drought occurred and it coincided with the Hajj season. Now, drought the time of Hajj, alhamdulillah, Muslims still performed the Hajj despite the drought. Sheikh Ahmad bin Muhammad Dinyati al-Misri rahimahullah purchased 2 camels from Egypt, and along with his mother, he set off for Makkah Mukarramah to perform Hajj. After completing Hajj, he went to Medina Munawwara and presented his salam in the court of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Soon after, the Sheikh had his camel suddenly passed away. Yes, the camel passed away, and he then also ran out of money. The death of his camel and lack of travel expenses to return home, which left him worried and in a state of anguish, he visited Sheikh Safiuddin and explained the entire situation, to which he was instructed, "Please present yourself at the resting place of the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, recite the Quran there and mention your concerns to him." Acting upon this, Sheikh Ahmad bin Dimyati rahimahullah, he presented himself at the shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala, where he recited the glorious Quran, mentioned what was troubling him, and when he returned to his lodgings, he found his mother saying, "O son, a person was asking about you." Hearing this, Sheikh Ahmad rahimahullah, he went to the Masjid Nabawi Sharif, and his eyes then fell upon a person whose personality was awe-inspiring, and he had this white beard, who exclaimed, "O Sheikh Ahmad, welcome." The Sheikh hurried forward and kissed his hand, after which that person said, "Ahmad, now go to Egypt." Sheikh Ahmad rahimahullah replied that, "Your Eminence, how will I go to Egypt? I do not have money for the journey and my camel has just passed away." Then that person took Sheikh Ahmad, proceeded to an encampment full of Egyptian Hajj pilgrims. He paid the required fare for a camel and instructed the rider to take Sheikh Ahmad rahimahullah and his mother to Egypt. The Egyptian Hajj pilgrims he spoke to, they also showed profound respect for this person. Sheikh Ahmad rahimahullah, he quickly readied his belongings and went to his mother. And they went to the camping area for the Egyptian pilgrims. The person was still there waiting for them. Time for Salah then began. So they both went to Masjid Nabawi Sharif. The person said, "O Ahmed, go and offer salah." Sheikh Ahmed rahimahullah entered the masjid. After offering salah, he waited for the person to appear. Ultimately, he did not. Sheikh Ahmed rahimahullah said, "I searched for him everywhere, but I could not find him anywhere. At the end, I went to Sheikh Safiuddin and informed him of the entire incident. Hearing the description of that pious individual, he explained that that person was none other than the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. He came to relieve you of your worry." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Dear viewers, look at how Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he came to help and assist somebody who was worried, and centuries after his apparent demise from this world, he is still helping and assisting people. Some people suffer from satanic whispers when they hear things of this nature, and they may think, how can someone help the living after they themselves have left the world? In light of many Quranic verses and hadith, we learn about how the noble prophets alayhimus salam and the saints rahimahumullah are alive in their resting places through the bestowal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear the pleas of their devotees and assist them as well. Regarding Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu being alive specifically, this is something mentioned in the Quran itself. And how is it? Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a martyr. Yes, he was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. And Allah Azza wa Jal has stated regarding those who were martyred in the battle, He has stated, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ. And those who are slain in the path of Allah, do not ever think of them as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord, receiving sustenance. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he entered the world 2 years prior to the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He has four famous titles. One of his titles is Asadullah, the Lion of Allah. The second title is Asadur Rasul, the Lion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third title he has is Fa'ilul Khairat, he who does great amounts of good. And the fourth title is Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of martyrs, subhanallah. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the glorious Quran, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say you, O beloved, I do not ask any recompense from you for this propagation of deen, except your love for my near relatives. In this verse, the command has been given for us to love the close relatives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also from those close relatives mentioned here. In fact, he is related to the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in several ways. Firstly, he is the paternal uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His mother is the paternal cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mother, Sayyida Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha. In this way, he is the son of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's maternal aunt. He is also the radha'i brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as he was suckled by the same wet nurse as him. Radha'i refers to a relationship established between two people who were suckled by the same woman. The name of these two blessed wet nurses were Sayyida Thuwayba radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyida Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha. In this way, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is related to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through three means. So it is imperative for every Muslim to love him. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was fond of hunting. He one day left and went hunting, as he usually would do. When Abu Jahl, he severely disrespected and showed a very mean conduct towards the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu returned, he was informed of this incident, causing him to become infuriated. And he came to know that Abu Jahl, the wicked one, the enemy of Allah and Rasul Azza wa Jal wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had insulted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this state, in the fit of anger, he approached Abu Jahl and began to strike him, trying to justify himself. Abu Jahl said to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, "Oh Hamza, do you not see what type of religion your nephew Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has brought? He refutes our idols and says our forefathers were unintelligent." Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu had not yet embraced Islam up until that point, but his heart and mind were overcome with the love of his beloved nephew, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hearing Abu Jahl's insulting words, he retorted, "You indeed are unintelligent." Yes, Abu Jahl, the father of ignorance. So you indeed are ignorant because you consider idols crafted by your own hands to be God. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truthful messenger of Allah. Subhanallah. He read the kalima on the spot and he became Muslim. The heart of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who was brimful and bursting with love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that moment, and this caused him to recite the kalima shahada and become Muslim. He himself mentions in relation to this that I was later worried by this and spent the entire night in contemplation. That morning I went to Kaaba, made dua and cried in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pleaded, "O Allah, open my heart to the truth and remove doubt from me." And he says, "I had yet to complete my dua when the doubt left my heart and certainty became deep rooted. I then went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and mentioned everything that had occurred." He proceeded and made dua for me. Dear brothers, when Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who was blessed with Islam, this verse of the Holy Quran was revealed regarding his rank. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated, "And will the one who was dead, so we raised him to life and set for him a light with which he walks amongst the people, ever be like that the one who is in darkness, which he is never to come out of from?" An intriguing philosophy of life is mentioned in this verse. Generally, movement is called life. If you have the ability to move, that is regarded as you have life. The person who breathes, speaks, listens, moves is referred to as somebody who is living. These are the telltale signs of a person who is alive. Yet, in this verse, the Quran gives an entirely different meaning of what it means to be alive. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who was over 40 years old at that time when he embraced Islam, he moved, he ate, he drank, he hunted. Yet Allah Azza wa Jal stated, "And will the one who was dead," what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "and will the one who was dead when he embraced Islam and his heart was illuminated by the light of faith, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared, so we raised him to life." We have now learnt that true life refers to the heart being alive. He whose heart contains the light of faith is truly alive. As for the one whose heart is devoid of this light, not only is his heart dead, but he himself is a dead person outwardly appearing to be alive. From this, we learned that it is more important for us to safeguard and protect our hearts. And nowadays, people give more attention to maintaining their physical self and what quantity of food does our body need daily? How many calories should we eat? These are the things that we tend to pay attention to. And if we experience any physical problem or weakness, we turn to a doctor. People also exercise and lift weights to keep their bodies in shape. They go to gym, they go to different places, exercises. Striving to keep yourself physically fit is not a bad thing. But we must also contemplate whether we are doing the same regarding our hearts, our spiritual self. Have we thought about whether our hearts are spiritually healthy, and are we spiritually unwell for that matter? Do our hearts do they contain faith snatching diseases like envy, arrogance, and hatred? Regretfully, it must be said that attention is not generally given to these matters. Even though true life is to have a truly living heart. And subhanallah, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned here regarding Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that when he had not brought faith, it was a different state of his heart. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought his heart back to life by giving him the gift of Iman. A human being is a collection of two things, body and soul. If the soul exists without the body, this cannot be called a human. Similarly, only the body without a soul will be called a corpse, dead body. Human is the combination of body and soul. So if we wish to maintain our human nature, we must have more concern for our hearts, for our soul, than we have for our bodies. If a person's outward body is strong, but his inside is dead, he loses his human nature and takes on animalistic traits. But if the soul is strong, then even if the physical body becomes frail, a person's human nature remains. And for this reason, we must have concern for the state of our hearts and save them from any spiritual ailments, spiritual diseases and illnesses such as envy, arrogance, unrealistic expectations and hopes. Maktabatul Madina has published a beautiful book. It is called Batini Bimariyon Ki Malumat, the information regarding the internal diseases. We should purchase this book and read it inshallah. You will gain knowledge about spiritual diseases, over 40 kinds of spiritual diseases. And this includes names of those spiritual diseases, their definitions, Quranic verses and ahadith in relation to them. And also explains how someone can begin to cure himself of these spiritual diseases. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us from outward and inward illnesses. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin ameen. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his virtues, subhanallah, they are mentioned in the glorious Quran, as we have just recited one ayah of the Holy Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised him good. And in the verse 61 of Surah Al-Qasas, Allah Azza wa Jal has declared, "So is he whom we have given a good promise, will he therefore get it?" Meaning, will he get the promise? Similar to such a person whom we gave the benefit of the life of this world to enjoy, and he will then be brought as captive on the day of resurrection. This verse informs us of two types of people. One who has been promised paradise by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will certainly reach it. And another who has been given worldly wealth, yet on the day of judgment will be apprehended and brought forth. Can these two be equal? They can never be the same. And commentators of the glorious Quran, they explain that this verse was also revealed regarding Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Jahl. The person that has been mentioned in this verse as having received the promise of paradise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is none other than Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As for Abu Jahl, he was given worldly wealth, but will be brought forth on the day of judgment as a captive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to gain nearness and closeness to these noble personalities, the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahli Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and forgive us for their sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Dear brothers, we have, alhamdulillah, a wonderful kalam and a nasiha as well for us to listen to. Let's go and listen to the kalam and the nasiha. Thereafter, we shall be back. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
بکار خش حیرانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ
بکار خیش حیرانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
ندارم جز تو مل جائے، ندانم جز تو ماوائے، ندانم جز تو مل جائے، ندانم جز تم آوائے، تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، تو ہی خود ساز و سامانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول شہاب کس نوازی کن، طبیبا چار سازی کن، شہاب کس نوازی کن، طبیبا چار سازی کن، مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مریض درد عصیانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
اگر رانی و گر خانی، غلامم من تا سلطانی، اگر رانی و گر خانی، غلامم من تا سلطانی، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، دیگر چیزیں نمیدانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم،
انظر اغثنی
یا رسول اللہ،
گناہ در جانم آتش زد، قیامت شعلہ می خیزد، گناہ در جانم آتش زد، قیامت شعلہ می خیزد، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ، مدد اے آب حیوانم، اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہار مرا خزاں سوزد. چمر غم نخل جا سوزد بہار مرا خزاں سوزد. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. نریزد برگ ایمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا رسول محشر فتنہ انگیزت بلائے بے اماخی زد. چو محشر فتنہ انگیزت بلائے بے اماخی زد. بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. بجویم از تو درمانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. پدر را نفرت آید پسر را وحشت افزاید. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. تو گیری زیر دامانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
یا
پریشانم
دستگیری کن
یا رسول اللہ.
گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا. گدائے آمد سلطان با امید کرم نالا. تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ. تہی داما مگر دانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
پریشانم اغثنی یا رسول اللہ.
رضایت سائل بے پا پر تو ہی سلطان، لا تنغر رضایت سائل بے پر، تو ہی سلطان لا تنغر، شہاب ہر عزی خانم، اغفنی یا رسول اللہ، شہاب ہر عزی خانم، اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
پریشانم پریشانم، اغفنی یا رسول اللہ،
یا رسول
پریشانم پریشانم،
یا
اغفنی یا رسول اللہ.
There is a blessed hadith narrated in Al-Mu'jam al-Saghir. One day, the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sitting with some of his Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan. It was morning and there was a strong, physically able young man that passed by them on his way to earn his living, his rizq. So some of the companions, they looked at him and they commented, if only his youth and strength was spent in the way of Allah azza wa jal. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this, he said, don't say this. If he is striving to protect himself from begging and to become independent of the people, then he is undoubtedly in the way of Allah. If he is striving for his elderly parents and weak children, he is still in the way of Allah. If he strives so that he might boast and seek excessive wealth, then he is on the path of shaitan. Let's contemplate on that, dear viewers and listeners. The young man was going to earn a living, but this one act of his could either be in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal or the way of shaitan. The difference is the intention. You and I as well. We go to work. Why are we going to work? So I can earn lots and lots and lots of money to live a comfortable life. So just change the intention. Change the intention. I'm going to earn halal, because that's the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm only allowed to earn halal and from permitted sources. I'm going to earn halal so I don't beg. And I'm not dependent on stretching my hand out. I'm going to earn halal in order to look after my parents, my children, my siblings, so that I can spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then see how many great benefits and blessings you attain in this world and in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم. Welcome back, dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, we were listening to the kalam Bakare Khesh Hairanam Aghisni Ya Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and it is recited by a Mubaligh of Dawat Islami, Alhamdulillah. And like this, many other beautiful kalams you can listen to when you go, even on the platforms such as YouTube. You can just search for Naat production, inshallah, azza wa jal, and there are many beautiful Naats in the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the kalam, we also listen to the Madani pool, the pearls of Madani wisdom, subhanallah, by our great Muballigh, Maulana Hafiz Naushad Madani Hafizahullah ta'ala. And now, we are back to discussing the biography of the great martyr, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Lion of Allah Almighty. As it is found in the book Mu'jam al-Kabir, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by He who has power over my soul. Indeed, it is written on the seventh sky. Hamza ibn Abd al-Muttalib, Asadullah wa Asadu Rasuli. Meaning Hamza, son of Abd al-Muttalib, he is the lion of Allah and the lion of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companion, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he narrates that the final prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated, I entered paradise at night and saw Sayyidina Hamza, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with his friends. Subhanallah. Another narration describes how the beloved prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stated, I entered paradise at night and saw Sayyidina Ja'far Tayyar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is, subhanallah, brother of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was flying with the angels in the sky, and Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was sitting reclining on a couch. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu once requested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I wish to see Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, you do not have the power to endure this, to seeing Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his real actual form. To that Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then again he insisted, he politely made this request many times over. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him to sit on the floor, which he did. And after a short time, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam descended upon the Kaaba. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declared, O uncle, raise your eyes and look. As soon as he looked up and saw Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu could not bear the magnificence, and he then fell unconscious. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had immense love for his uncle Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The companion Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates how a man once came to the prophetic court and asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a child has been born, and what shall we name him? And the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, I like the name of my uncle Hamza bin Abdul Muttalib very much. Give your child this name. A great clash took place between truth and falsehood on the 15th of Shawwal, and it happened during the 3rd Hijri. This encounter is known as the Battle of Uhud. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu also participated in this battle. He fought with bravery and courage, eventually attaining the lofty rank of martyrdom. His age at that time was 54. The final prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood by the blessed body of his uncle Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he exclaimed, Ya Hamzatu ya Amma Rasulillah, O Hamza, O uncle of Rasulullah, wa Asadallahi wa Asada Rasuli, and the lion of Allah and his messenger Azza wa Jalla sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Hamzatu ya Fa'il al Khairat, O Hamza, O you who excelled in good. Ya Hamzatu ya Kashif al Karabat, O Hamza, O remover of worries. Ya Hamzatu ya Dhaban an Wajhi Rasulillah, O Hamza, O you who drove enemies far away from the face of Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to one narration, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O uncle, may Allah have mercy upon you as you have maintained ties of kinship and excelled in righteous deeds. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, in this hadith, the final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two distinguished and special qualities of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The first being Wusulur Rahm, that he was someone who maintained and upheld family ties. And second, Fu'ulul Khairat, he was someone who performed good deeds in abundance. If only we would also adopt these qualities and attain the blessings of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Ameen bijahin nabiyyin. Dear brothers, now let's listen to some hadith which discuss the importance of maintaining family ties, which Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised him for it. The hadith says that whoever likes for his lifespan and sustenance to be increased should show good conduct to his parents and maintain ties of kinship with his relatives. Imam Tabarani rahimahullah, he says in Majma' al-Awsat by way of the companion Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his home and we were seated together. He saw us and said, O Muslims, fear Allah and maintain family ties, as one receives the reward of this very quickly. Bazar and Hakim rahimahumullah, they narrate that whoever wishes for a long life, to have expanse in his sustenance and to be saved from a bad death, should fear Allah Azza wa Jal and maintain ties of kinship. Now, the jurist, the famous Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi rahimahullah ta'ala, he explains that there are 10 benefits to maintaining family ties. Allah Azza wa Jal becomes pleased. People are made happy. Angels become joyous. Muslims praise the person who maintains these family ties. Satan becomes sad. One's lifespan, one attains blessings in his sustenance. A person's deceased family members become glad. Love increases amongst one another and one increases in reward even after death, as people pray for him to receive goodness. Subhanallah. And the final Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared, لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. This is regarding the desire to perform good deeds. And this was also the unique quality of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he performed good deeds in abundance. Fu'ulul khayrat, subhanallah. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam declares about the merit of doing good. He said, do not deem any act of righteousness to be insignificant, even if it is meeting your brother with a cheerful face. Subhanallah. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, احرص على ما ينفعك واستعين بالله ولا تعجز. Be covetous of that which benefits you. Seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not become incapable. Now, the commentator of Sahih Muslim and the renowned hadith expert, Imam Sharafuddin Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he explains this hadith and he says this means that one must eagerly yearn to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be desirous for the reward resulting from this, rather than relying upon your own efforts in worship. Seek Allah's help. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khanaimi rahimahullah, he comments on this hadith by saying that being content and patient in worldly matters is commendable. Being covetous and hasty concerning matters of the hereafter is better. Yes, so there is a place where you take your time and there is a place where quickness of the action is better, when you have to be agile. Do not be content upon receiving any rank in the deen. Try and progress further. Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us the desire to perform pious deeds. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil amin. From all the companions, Alihim al-Rizwan, martyred in the Battle of Uhud, the first who had his funeral salah offered and performed was Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. After him, each martyr was brought forth, placed near his blessed body and prayed over. According to certain narrations, 10 martyrs were prayed over at a time, and in each prayer, Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was amongst them. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu was lowered into his grave by the companion Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood at the edge of the grave and said, I have seen angels bathing Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is close to Mount Uhud in the illuminated city of Medina. Dua is accepted there and needs are fulfilled. Alhamdulillah, many Muslims visit this place where they make dua in abundance and find their wishes fulfilled and granted. It is mentioned that Sheikh Saeed bin Qutb rahimahullah would often visit the shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, who usually residents of Medina Munawwara would visit the shrine on the 12th of Rajab. But Sheikh Saeed bin Qutb rahimahullah would arrive a few days earlier and remain until the 12th. Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Latif Tahtam al-Maliki rahimahullah explains that one day I also presented myself alongside Sheikh Saeed bin Qutb rahimahullah at the shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala. When the night arrived, everyone fell asleep, but I remained awake to guard them. During the night, I saw a rider on a horse that was going back and forth near the grave. So I asked him, "Who are you?" He replied, "I am Hamza, son of Abdul Muttalib, and I am protecting you." Saying this, he disappeared from my eyes. Subhanallah. This is Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Allahu Akbar. The Sufi and the great saint Abul Abbas Sussi rahimahullah, he said, "I once set out to visit the shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu when a man began to follow me. I visited the shrine of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu and a man began to follow me. We reached the shrine together and its door opened by itself. We entered and saw a man from Rijalul Ghaib, from amongst the saints. I then made dua at that moment, Allahumma as'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyata wal-mu'afata fi dunya wal-akhirah. O Allah, I ask you for pardon and well-being in this world and in the hereafter." I said to the person accompanying me, "This is a time when dua is accepted, so ask Allah for whatever you wish." He exclaimed, "O Allah, grant me a dinar, a gold coin." I left and went to my murshid Abul Hasan Shadili rahimahullah. The man who followed me was still with me. No discussion had taken place yet when Sheikh Abul Hasan Shadili rahimahullah addressed the man, "O person of low aspiration, it was a time of dua being accepted and you only requested for one dinar. Why did you not ask for pardon and well-being in this world and the hereafter like Abul Abbas did?" This is the great status of Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the lion of Allah azza wa jal. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end, let's make dua that he grants us the ability and tawfiq to follow into the footsteps of the sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such as Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and be of service to the deen of Islam. Ameen bijahi nabiyyil ameen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم.
From noble hearts the lessons flow, the path of truth they always show. Noble personalities, noble personalities, noble personalities.